With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Developed recreation sites are closing in Montana's national forests in response to COVID-19. As Edward O'Brien reports, visitors can still recreate but shouldn't expect any amenities.
Throw a dart at a map of Montana's national forests and the story's pretty much the same. Developed recreational facilities are now closed to the public until further notice. Those closures include all developed campgrounds, day-use sites, lookouts, forest outhouses, and toilets. Forest rental cabins are now closed and unavailable for rent. Those who've already booked cabins will be notified as soon as possible and will get refunds. This is just the latest development surrounding the expanding novel coronavirus pandemic. Forest Service news releases from various forest headquarters in Montana noted these decisions were not taken lightly and made with public health and safety in mind. The closures will not affect forest trails, trailheads, or dispersed camping sites, which for now remain open. Individual forest websites have updated and specific details. Public health officials are encouraging exercise during these stressful times as long as people practice proper social distancing. The public is also asked to recreate responsibly. The Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest, for example, discourages the public from high-risk activities such as rock climbing. Forest officials say law enforcement and search and rescue operations may now be limited due to concerns about COVID-19. The closures aren't limited to Montana's federal lands. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks this afternoon announced state parks, fishing access sites, and wildlife management areas are now only open for day use. Overnight camping is not allowed. Campgrounds will be systematically closed, giving current campers 72-hour notice. Group use sites will be closed, including playgrounds, and visitor center closures will be extended through at least April 10th. Bathroom use at many locations will be limited and sites will be regularly patrolled by enforcement staff. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.